Michael Madigan, who's held the title of Illinois House Speaker for nearly 40 years, may soon be referred to simply as state representative. Democrats have turned on Madigan in the wake of a federal corruption scandal. State Representative Chris Welch, a Democrat from West Suburban Hillside and an ally of Madigan, is the frontrunner to replace him. WBEZ's Tony Arnold joins me now to talk about how this unfolded overnight. Tony, Madigan's been the most powerful politician in Illinois. What happened?
Well, what ultimately pushed Madigan to this point was the weight of a sweeping U.S. Attorney's corruption investigation. Most notably was a statement from power company Commonwealth Edison that it had embarked on a years-long effort to bribe Madigan in exchange for favorable legislation. The feds also indicted a longtime confidant of Madigan's. Now, Madigan faces no criminal charges and says that he was not bribed, but all of that was enough to make him politically vulnerable, even among his own fellow Democrats.
Madigan did not want to give up the speaker's gavel, and he is not in the habit of losing campaigns. So how is it that he is facing this loss?
You know, the seat of being speaker is so much power in Illinois, and it sets the agenda for the House of Representatives, the rules in which legislation flows, the committees where debate happens, the politics of the people who are appointed to lead those committees. Ultimately, the speaker can decide what kind of legislation passes, and not to mention in the next year or two here, it's going to have input on what the legislative map looks like. So when a few Democrats started going public that they were not going to back Madigan anymore, it was shocking because something like that had just not happened to that degree before. And despite all sorts of pressure on them, they didn't back down. Those 19 Democrats basically forced this situation. You know, a few lawmakers campaigned against Madigan, including two women. But after a few private meetings, it became clear that Madigan would not get the votes that he needed to win. So he suspended his campaign for speaker. That opened the field wide open for a replacement. Last night, the two women I mentioned, they dropped out after they didn't get enough support. And it seems like right now there is a consensus candidate.
The General Assembly was meeting throughout the night. They were pulling an all-nighter. I understand it appears Democrats have nearly settled on a consensus candidate. What can you tell us about Chris Welch?
Yeah, Chris Welch emerged as the front runner. He's entering his fifth term as a state representative, so his ascension has been pretty rapid. He was selected to chair the House committee that investigated Madigan late last year, and Welch drove Republicans crazy in that position because he ultimately ended the committee without any rebuke of Madigan or even attempting to subpoena him. Even more controversially, yesterday it came out that he was arrested almost 20 years ago on a domestic battery claim that ended up getting dropped. But regardless of all of that, Welch appears to have rounded up the votes needed to win, and that would make him the first African-American Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives.
It's hard to imagine Madigan just retreating. What happens to Madigan from here on out?
It's a good question. I think the first way I would answer that question is that the feds don't appear to be anywhere close to being done with their corruption investigation. Madigan is still the chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois, even though some prominent Democrats have called on him to step down from that position. So, you know, he's still tasked with electing Democrats, though we'll see if he sticks around in that role after he lost the support of his own party in the House. And I suspect that we're going to be hearing the name Madigan for a long time because he's going to be the boogeyman that Republicans love to hate on in their campaigns. And they're already criticizing Chris Welch for being an extension of Madigan.
To be continued. That's WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter, Tony Arnold. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome, Mary.